Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 23rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, back in July, Apple had internally decided to return to the office for physical work in October, following more than a year of remote work prompted by the COVID-19 pandemic. But now, a new report from Bloomberg says the company has sent a new memo to its employees, confirming that the return to office has now been pushed back to January of 2022. This decision, as you would expect, is related to the increasing number of COVID-19 cases in the United States as well as other countries. Apple fully embraced remote work in 2020 at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, and so far, only a few employees have returned to the company's offices around the world. So while that was initially expected to have changed as soon as October, we now know that it won't be the case until 2022. Apple has also clarified that employees will be given a 1 month's heads up before the return is officially set in stone. So for instance, if Apple plans for employees to return to in-person work in February, it will officially make the announcement in January, giving employees the time they need to prepare for the return to the office. In other news today, following the controversial introduction of CSAM detection features coming to iCloud Photos this year, Apple has offered more details on what exactly it was already doing to detect CSAM material on its platforms. Apple confirmed to 9to5Mac that it has been scanning outgoing and incoming iCloud email for CSAM attachments since 2019. Because email is not encrypted, it's pretty trivial for Apple to scan attachments as the mail passes through Apple's servers. Apple also indicated that it has been doing some limited scanning of other data, but it would not go into detail on what exactly that means, except to suggest that it was on a very small scale. It did, however, confirm that that other data did not include iCloud backups. It's our understanding that the total number of reports Apple makes to CSAM each year is measured in the hundreds, so the email scanning technology that Apple was using was not providing any kind of evidence of large-scale CSAM distribution on Apple servers. But at the same time, while other cloud services were scanning photos for CSAM, Apple was not. So if other services were disabling accounts for uploading CSAM and iCloud Photos wasn't, then the logical inference would be that more CSAM exists on Apple's platform than anywhere else. So that could be why Apple has chosen now to roll out these new CSAM detection features in a way that is more privacy-preserving than what's used by other companies like Facebook and Google. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a new application for iPhone and Apple Watch from Fun Media, the creators of many other popular applications such as Calorie and Waterminder. Fitness View is an all-new application that takes data from your Apple Watch and the Apple Health application and makes it easy to drill down into more detail about that data, including trends, goals, heart rate graphs, and much more. You can configure goals for every statistic in the Settings tab of the application, including things like steps, calories, caffeine, and more. One of my favorite features of Fitness View is the Workouts tab that shows all of your recent Apple Health workouts, with details on things like heart rate through the warm-up, fat burn, cardio, and peak stages of the workout. Fitness View also features a dedicated application for Apple Watch, support for home screen widgets on your iPhone, and so much more. You can get started with Fitness View today to take your Apple Watch and Apple Health data to the next level by hitting the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, we've got a pair of tidbits about what to expect from Apple this fall, according to a new report from Bloomberg. First off, Bloomberg says that Apple will launch a new version of the Mac Mini sometime in the next several months. The new Mac Mini is expected to feature an M1X processor and will replace the higher-end version of the Mac Mini that Apple still sells today, powered by Intel. Bloomberg also says the new Mac Mini will feature an updated design with more connectivity options than the current Mac Mini, such as the return of an HDMI port and an SD card slot. The new Mac Mini could be announced sometime this fall, likely as soon as October or November. Bloomberg also says that Apple tested an iPhone 13 model with support for in-screen Touch ID, but that it is not expected to ship this year, as the company still has a long-term goal to include Face ID inside the display. So while some earlier rumors had suggested the iPhone 13 could feature both Touch ID and Face ID, that will not be what happens this year. Bloomberg also says that Face ID is still Apple's long-term commitment, with the eventual goal being to remove Face ID from the notch and simply place it underneath the iPhone display. Touch ID, on the other hand, is something that could be added back to the lower-end iPhones in the power button, but is likely not coming back to the high-end iPhones anytime soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.